Remember the stained glass panels by Louis Comfort Tiffany that I showed you in the American wing? Here is the same material, treated very differently by a European artist working more than 650 years earlier. It's fascinating to think about how masters of every age and culture uniquely transform common materials into something transcendent. The design here is comprised of glass pieces in a range of vivid colours. In the light, they glow with jewel-like brilliance. And within the dark interior of a church, the stained glass created a mystical effect to heighten the sense of a sacred space. If the goal is to express the sense of radiance, then stained glass is the ideal medium. This window combines parts of two windows made for the church of Saint-Germain-des-Prés in Paris in the mid-1200s. The figures act out a story connected to the church's history. Find the two men on horseback in separate quarter circles near the centre of the window. Their crowns and robes identify them as kings, riding together on a royal quest. These are two early kings of France on the way to fetch the relics of Saint Vincent, who died a martyr around the year 300. Relics are objects of reverence. They are part of a deceased holy person's body or belongings. One of the relics, a tunic of the saint, eventually came to the church where this window was installed. The focus here is on communicating a lucid story with clarity and bold design. The many separate panels describe narrative scenes, arrest, torture, death, and more, and in each case, the expressive lines and singular gestures accentuate precise dramatic points. This gallery and the others nearby focus on medieval art. I encourage you to also visit the Cloisters Museum and Gardens. This branch of the Metropolitan is in northern Manhattan and is devoted to the art and architecture of medieval Europe. The Cloisters was assembled from architectural elements dating from the 12th through the 15th century, and the collection comprises approximately 3,000 works of art. To add to the experience, the gardens at the Cloisters are treasures in themselves, and the views of the Hudson River are spectacular. Our next stop is the medieval hall nearby.